Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, our halacha topic from Daf Lamites is the appropriate method of taking the lulav and when to make the bracha. Taisis in Dibra Maschil over Lasiyasan points out that just as the Gemara says that there is a chiyuv to make a bracha before one says halal, so also there will be a chiyuv to make a bracha on the dalet minim before you take the dalet minim. This puts Tosis into a quandary. If that's so, says Tosis, when should you make the bracha of al netilas lulav? The simplest approach would have been before you take the dalet minim over lasiyasan. However, Tosis points out that the Gemara in Menachos tells us that when the tefillin are still sitting in its case, that in such a case would not be over lasiyasan. There would be too large of a gap between unwrapping the tefillin and putting them on. In the lashon of the Gemara, v'chol shah she'ein hamitzvah muzmenes biyado lasos lo mistaber klal. That's already Tosis talking levarich alav. If the mitzvah is not mamish ready, then it wouldn't make sense to make the bracha. When it comes to tefillin, we have a solution. We put the shel yad on our arm in the appropriate place, and right before we make the kshira, we make the bracha. When it comes to tefillin, you have that gap between the moment of kshira and putting it on the arm. But when it comes to lulav, the Gemara tells us, mid'agbe nafikbe. At the moment you pick it up, you already yotze. That's what the Gemara Mem Beis Amud Aleph says. So Tosis points out, we're stuck of how we mekayim over lasiyasan. Tosis gives a few terutzim, and every one of Tosis' terutzim have become different minhagim in Klal Yisrael. Number one, Tosis suggests that maybe what one should do is take the lulav and not take the esrog. Since the halacha is that we learned in the Mishnah earlier that the dalet minim akvim zezeh, so Tosis suggests, pick up the lulav, don't pick up the esrog, and that will also qualify as over lasiyasam. Or else Tosis suggests to turn over the lulav and the esrog, although here Tosis doesn't tell us specifically the esrog, he says one of them. That would be interesting to have someone turn over, let's say, the lulav. That would be a little bit precarious on many different levels. But Tosis' lashon is to turn over one of them, and that would be Eitza, that would be a suggestion. Thirdly, Tosis suggests that you could pick all of them up straight, but have kavana not to fulfill the mitzvah until after the bracha. Tosis then gets into a big discussion of whether that is acceptable. Ultimately, Tosis comes out with the position that it is. All three of these opinions have found their way into the minhagim of Klal Yisrael. The Shulchan Aruch brings down two of them. In Simen Tav Reish Nun Aleph Sif Hei, he says that you should make the bracha before you take the esrog, or turn the esrog upside down. The Mishnah Brura brings the third etza, and that is to have kavana not to be yotze until after the bracha, and the Gra is quoted as liking that approach the best. When I was a child growing up, I saw most people turning over the esrog. That is the most common approach that I've seen. However, as I became older, Rabbi Braunspiegel told me that Reb Chaim would take the approach of not picking up the esrog altogether, because at the end of the day, even though we paskin that when it's upside down, you're not yotze, it's not derech gidulo, nevertheless, for a reason that was never made clear to me, Reb Chaim felt that one should not turn it upside down. I now see that it's quoted in the name of quite a few Chassidish poskim, the same hesitation. It's quoted in the name of the Darkei Chaim Vishalom, that the Rebbe of Munkach was makbid not to turn over the esrog, as well as Minhage Spinka. We have this also in the Archas Chaim of Spinka that says that they did not turn it over. To the point, even the great Divrei Chaim, who is mashpia so much on the world of Galicia, many, many Hasidus still follow the Minhagim of the Divrei Chaim. For example, Bobov and Sanz and Vizhnitz, all of them might have reticence for this as well, because the Divrei Chaim actually was so concerned. This is what the Otzer, Sefer Otzer Chaim quotes from Divrei Chaim, of turning it upside down, that he would actually pick up both of them beforehand and make the bracha with his hands separated, so that there was no full aguda between the Dalet Minim, and that would be considered over the Siyas. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Divrei Chaim also had in mind not to be Yotze at the same time. Now, all of the above reasons seem to be based on Kabbalah. I looked up the Arches Chaim, and he doesn't give a reason in Nigla, particularly, of why not to turn it upside down. So, Reb Chaim of Brisk, his reason still remains a little bit of a mystery to me. When I was younger, I thought that there might be a svara of why one would be Yotze even Shelo Kederech Gidulo, but I find it hard to fit it into the Gemaras and Daf Mem Beis and Daf Mem Hei, so I abandon that approach, but I point out that there are many who have this custom as well to follow that opinion of Tosas, even though it's not the custom I think that most grew up with. The Arches Rabbeinu quotes the Chazon Ish, who followed the Gra, that he had in mind not to be Yotze, and he picked up the Luvin Esrog regular. However, the Arches Rabbeinu quotes that the Stipler himself, the Chazon Ish's nephew, did not follow what the Chazon Ish had done, because at the end of the day, the Taz says that we're worried that some people forget and not know, or forget, that they're supposed to have in mind not to be Yotze, and that time is only, that reason is only for Yechidei Skula like the Chazon Ish, but others should not follow it. B'diyeved, it's important to note that Tosas mentions that at the end of the day, even if you picked it up regularly, and you had in mind to be Yotze, and you realize you didn't make a bracha, there's a lot of room to say that you could still make the bracha on the Dalet Minim. Why? Because the mitzvah goes on. The mitzvah is nimsheches. Even after you've picked up, you've not entirely fulfilled the mitzvah. What does it mean you haven't entirely fulfilled? The Gemara told us, mida'ag bei nafik bei on daf mem beis. Nevertheless, since there's another part to the mitzvah of the Dalet Minim, the mitzvah of shaking the Arba Minim, and even shaking it in Hallel, as long as one hasn't concluded all of the mitzvahs that are connected to Dalet Minim, you'll still be able to make a bracha. Tosus even points out that we're going to see later on in Mem Aleph on the base that people used to walk around with their lulav and esrog. The minhag Yerushalayim is that people used to walk around with their minhag and esrog. I know some people who continue to try to do that in the old city. Hence, the bracha could be made even after one picked up b'diavad. If he forgot, could still be made afterwards as well. Because Tosis points out that the Dalet Minim is not only the mitzvah of taking it, but also shaking it during Hallel, is a reason that I've mentioned in the past that I slightly changed from what I had seen in my great father's house, the minhag from northern Poland, of taking the lulav and esrog in the morning in the sukkah before davening, and then taking it to shul and saying Hallel there. My father may be well takes the lulav in the sukkah in the morning, and then he makes a bracha, and afterwards he takes it to shul, and then he takes the lulav and esrog during Hallel. Of course, he doesn't make a second bracha because he made the bracha beforehand. It is said that the Brisk Rav was aware of this custom, but thought that there was a halachic problem with this custom. And that is, the Brisk Rav pointed out, like our Tosas says in the end of Dibur HaMaskil over Lasiyosan, that part of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is shaking it during the Hallel. Therefore, the Brisk Rav thought that one should really make the bracha before Hallel. Hence, I try on the one hand to continue my father's custom based on Al-Pi Kabbalah to take the Dalet Minim in the sukkah, but at the same time, not to do that before davening, but to do it before Netilas Lulav. And then, if there is a sukkah next to the shul, to make the bracha of Al Netilas Lulav, and then go into the shul, and then make the other bracha of Over Lasiyasan, the bracha of Kriyas Hallel. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the topic of making the brachos on the Dalet Minim. From Daf Lamed Tes in Maseches Sukkah.